in her before, like a selfishness or a just non-caring, and it's tearing us apart even more to the point where a divorce comes, it almost seems to happen. I don't know what to do here. I'm just kind of. Hello.
Okay, Dr. Bulkley, were you able to pick up among the?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, I could hear that. I need to know. Am I able to converse with Phil? Right
yes.
Now?
Yes.
I can hear him.
Okay, Phil. Let me ask you: is your wife a believer?
I think so. I mean, she's gone to church. She was actually the one that brought me to the church, and yes. Absolutely. I don't think there's any doubt about it.
Is the therapist that she's going to, is he or she a believer?
They belong to a church that is pretty diversified, and I've had a problem with that because I've even gone to see her with my wife and without, and just some of the things that, you know, she does talk about as being okay has bothered me tremendously.
What are some of the things that she says are okay?
Well, basically homosexuality, living together, just things like to that nature. She knows that whenever we start talking about spirituality or religion that I just don't agree with her at all. And so we kind of don't get into that issue. And I haven't seen her for about 8 weeks now. For a variety of reasons, but my wife's been seeing her continuously through that time.
What's that costing you right now a week?
The cost is minimal. I mean, I have insurance that covers it. My guess would be when we were paying cash, I believe it was $35 or $40 a visit, and now I don't know. I haven't seen any bills on my insurance.
I wanted to ask also, when you say that she's teaching about homosexuality and living together, that that's all right, it would appear to me that it's very seldom, if ever, that she has introduced the Bible to your counseling. Is that correct?
I've never seen it. She does her counseling out of a church. I don't even know what the name of the church is, but I've never seen her open the Bible with me. I'm not sure about with my wife. I'm not privy to that information.
She pray with you whenever you've met together?
Pray? No. No.
Well, see, this is my point exactly, Phil, and what I'm trying to share with people across America, that what is passing for Christian psychotherapy is as pagan and secular as anything could possibly be. We as believers in Jesus Christ, we are told to go to the Word of God. We're told to encourage and admonish one another. We're told to act and allow the Holy Spirit to work in our lives. We're told to forgive one another as God in Christ Jesus has forgiven us. But what you're describing for me is a situation that sounds as pagan as anything I've ever heard.
You know, one of the reasons this all started, and I know you have a lot of callers here, was I have a long time ago a drug history, and about 9 months ago it kind of came up, bit me in the butt. I've kind of killed it, you know. And well, I'm not using or anything anymore at all. And one of the things that brought me back into it was the Word. And that kind of got my wife going to see this lady. And it just seems constantly that when I'm kind of asking for help, I'm not receiving it. And just recently it was, you know, told to me by my wife that, you know, this is what the counselor told her to do. You know, let me, you know, work out my problems and get back to her instead of my wife asking me to, you know, if she can help.
And Dr. Bulkley,
yes,
if perhaps you have a couple things, and even this conversation could be followed up even in further through your office there.
Exactly. Let me just do this, Phil, and quickly tell you. You need to find a church and a pastor where he believes the Word of God and get in with him. Let him show you through the Scriptures, and hopefully your wife will also understand, and I will be glad to talk with you if you need to discuss this further you can give me a call at 1-800-468-6577. All right? We're going to have to go to another caller.
Appreciate the call here. We will repeat that phone number here again near the end of the broadcast. Today, dealing more with the transitional issue. Today's broadcast not designed to get more, not so much into the counseling issues. Again, we apologize for some of the technical sound that you may hear today, listeners, but due to the fact that the telephone company didn't get the lines put in for the broadcasts from Dr. Bulkley's offices, we are operating this way here today. We're going next to Racine, Wisconsin. Go ahead, anonymous caller, you're on the air.
Hello.
Hello.
Yes.
Yes.
Could you tell me how to handle, in a Christian way, a chemical imbalance in a person?
Yes. I would say, first of all, you've got to be sure that it truly is a chemical imbalance. What is often called a chemical imbalance is not that. It is a very difficult thing to put your finger on that. There are no medical tests to tell whether or not a brain is actually have a chemical deficiency. They go purely on symptoms. But there are tests where a competent doctor can go. There are neurological tests that they can give that will tell the doctor, if he is experienced in this, will tell whether or not this is an organic problem. What they normally do to try to deal with things chemically is to experiment with various drugs to see what works. But before if a person came and there seemed to be some organic problem, before we would try to deal with a spiritual aspect of it, we would want to eliminate the physical first. So you need to find a good doctor who has an association with a neurologist, because many medical doctors don't have the experience to deal with neurological problems. Actually, organic problems that come under the heading of chemical problems. Okay?
Go next to Olney, Illinois. Jim, you're on the air.
Yes, I have no question for the brother. I just fully find it refreshing, the scriptural foundation of his approach for counseling. You know, I tell you, I read in the scripture about David, and it seems every problem that, depression, loneliness, you talk about victimization, boy, David in the scripture, a dysfunctional family, his brothers are turned against, and Joseph, the Bible is just replete with examples of all kinds of problems. But when I read in the Psalms, boy, David's resources were in the Lord. And I know the Bible says in the multitude of counselors there is safety, so God can use, spirit-filled friends and those who will counsel and encourage us and help us from the Word of God. But I fully appreciate the approach of this brother. And that's my only comment.
Thank you, Jim.
Appreciate the call.
God bless you.
Next to Bob, calling from Racine, Wisconsin. Bob, good afternoon. You're on the air.
Good afternoon. Hallelujah. I am not alone. I am so delighted to hear you.
Praise God, Bob.
Wonderful. I just read a fantastic book called Modernity as Rationalized Sexual Misbehavior from Ignatius Press, which exposes the real roots behind Freud and Jung and a whole bunch of other people, from Margaret Mead to Picasso, showing really that the whole root system is wrong from start. The other thing is the matter of language. Language is used as a means of controlling thought. Actually, you see it historically in Great Britain when they forbade the use of the Scottish and Irish languages as a means of controlling the people to an English way of thought. And it's used as a means of controlling people's thought now, because as soon as you buy into things like id or ego or superego or subconscious or unconscious, all this stuff, you're buying into their system.
That's right. And Bob, one of the things about it that is so important is the metaphors that are being used in psychology. People do not realize that these metaphors, such as the inner child, eventually become a system of thought where they truly now believe that inside of them is another entity, a separate personality called the inner child. And it began as a metaphor.
And it is really it's demonic.
Yeah.
Bob, thanks for calling. Let's go next to Cindy, who is calling in. Cindy, you're on the air.
Hi. I'd like to call just to say that my son was involved with a sexual abuser from Palmyra. It's been all over the news. Anyways, I was notified by Human Services that my son had to go to counseling that was approved by them, or they would come and take Darren out of my home.
Oh.
And I said, well, I would really like him to go through our church. And they said, absolutely not. It will be at our approval, or it will be, we will take him out of the home and he will go.
Yes.
So, you know, everything, they go and they tell him, he's supposed to hate this man, he's supposed to never forgive him, you know, he's supposed to feel angry and punch his pillows and kick the doors, and, you know, and then he comes home and I said, Darren, you know, it's not right to hurt, you know, hate anybody, you know.
Yes.
Cindy, I appreciate the call. Ed, we're down to just about 60 seconds of time here.
Cindy, thank you so much for that call, and let me just encourage you, you can fight the system. You can take either a lawyer, someone who's sympathetic to your point of view, and you can go and say, look, we will go for counseling, but we will not allow you to force us into this kind of a situation that is totally opposed to our religious point of view. They may not listen to you immediately, but keep after it. Don't give in on that.
Dr. Ed Bulkley with us, a new program called Return to the Word, and as soon as the telephone systems get their lines installed to your offices, Dr. Bulkley, we're looking forward to having your program live there from Colorado.
Well, thank you so much, Jim, and thanks for working with us today. I apologize, the phone company, for whatever reason, was not able to understand exactly what was needed. I know they're working on it, and here within the next few days we'll have it installed, and folks will be able to hear us more clearly, and we'll continue to discuss this. And I hope the listeners will continue to come back with us and gain courage and confidence in the Word of God.
1-800-468-6577. This has been Return to the Word.
The views expressed on this program are those of the speakers, and not necessarily those of this station.